American steelmakers are excited about President Trump's proposal to put 25% tariffs on imported steel. They say the tariffs will help level the playing field against competitors in China. But in one Michigan county that voted heavily for Donald Trump, some people worry that any tariffs could force a big local plant to shut down. What's going on there? Well, here's Interlochen Public Radio's Aaron Selbig.
The town of Big Rapids straddles the Muskegon River as it winds from northern Michigan's hardwood forests to Lake Michigan. A century ago, this town played a key role in the timber industry. Some of the old riverfront lumber buildings, like the one that houses Simons International, remain. Simons makes blades and knives, really big knives. Dave Campbell is the plant manager here.
And they're not your mother's kitchen cutlery. They're anywhere from 8 to 80 pounds. Hardened steel.
The steel products here end up in the lumber industry, and they're made from a type of steel that isn't produced by any U.S. mill.
There's only four mills in the world that we're aware of that provide these. Two are in Europe and two are in China.
Marina McGee buys the raw steel they need from Europe.
If we could buy it in the U.S., we would happily do that and stop paying all these freight fees and everything else we're paying to bring it in.
McGee says a 25% steel tariff would be devastating. And it would give her foreign competitors a big advantage.
This plant could shut down, and all 80 employees here, a lot of very good people, could lose their jobs.
Professor Linda Lim studies global trade at the University of Michigan. She says anytime there's a big new tariff on a global commodity like steel, there are winners and losers. In this situation, Lim says steel workers and investors in steel companies will be the immediate winners, but it may not last.
Because if Ford and Boeing and Caterpillar lose market share globally and in the U.S. due to more expensive steel, they will sell less cars, tractors, and planes.
As foreign companies increase market share, that becomes a double whammy for American manufacturers. Not only will they have to pay a lot more for imported steel, but Lim says their foreign competitors will pay less.
For example, if this company in Michigan can no longer buy the steel from Germany, well, then the Germans will cut the price. So whoever is making a competitive product will have cheaper steel, and that product will then gain market share in the United States.
A few of those foreign companies compete directly with Simons. And while President Trump's proposed tariffs aren't in place yet, Simons workers are worried. Dave Campbell says most of them voted for Trump.
I think the individuals here that may have supported President Trump will be disappointed, will be somewhat concerned that some of the actions he's taking may disadvantage them and disadvantage the company they work for and disadvantage their job prospects down the road.
Simons is now trying to band together with its suppliers and even its competitors to try to assure that any possible tariff regulation has an exemption for the foreign-made steel it needs. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Selbig.